Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Older Militarist Radio. Coming to you live Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. once again, which makes it 2:30 p.m. in the UK. Wow, keeps getting worse and worse. Yesterday, Tommy Robinson, the independent journalist of the UK, went over to the speaker's corner. I want to do a speech. But armed policemen removed him. That corner is the only spot in the world where you could stand on a soapbox and speak for whatever maritime you wanted, on any topic you wanted. But apparently that is not the case anymore. The UK is cracking down on freedom of speech, attacking conservatives, attacking Christians. The report I read to you from Breitbart and from other places, they consider it illegal to read, review, or watch anything they consider far right. So they could say on the live stream website, where you watch Latin Mass, they could consider that far right. They could consider going to one of those websites where they have the online writings of Winston Churchill and consider that far right. Could be considered far right by watching the program yesterday with Nigel Farage in his interview with Laura Sutherland on the LBC radio program. They could consider it far right to watch the news conference at the EU Parliament with, let me get her name right, Laura Sutherland, Janice Atkinson, and Nigel Farage. They can and will consider it far right propaganda by watching the news reports of Tommy Robinson. That has gotten so bad over there for Tommy and his news crew that he just had to hire his own private security firm to protect his news film people and all the people within his independent news deal. Lord Pearson, great and brave man, in the parliament said, "Oh yeah, you can speak on Christianity, you can speak on the Hindu gods, but God forbid you bring up the truth of Islam." It does seem that the UK government has become protectors of Islam. What does that mean, protectors of Islam? Well, it means they have become a semi-Sharia country. They don't ask you to put the veil on, but Islam can arrest anyone telling the truth about Islam or criticize anyone telling the truth about Islam. So in word, today's show title is correct. The United Kingdom government is a totalitarian state. Where anything out of line with their own idea of proper thinking gets you detained, gets you suspected for the Terrorist Act 7 of 2000 law, when you are not a terrorist. So, there are good people still in UK who are in politics. Janice Atkinson, Nigel Farage, and Lord Pearson. And from the looks of it, Jacob Rees-Mogg. That is a very short list, folks, of those we know about. There may be names we do not know because, well, they are not being, their voice is being kept hidden. So the truth they're saying can't get out. The attacks on Ordomilitaris Catholicus, the attacks on my Twitter follower, Brittany Pettibone, and her boyfriend, the conservative journalist from Canada, the jailing of Jada Franzing and Paul Golding, the removal by force of Tommy Robinson from Speaker's Corner, is just plain despicable. You think these things would be done in a communist country, not a so-called Christian conservative country? Has the UK become a semi-communist nation? From the way they're treating conservatives, Christians, and those speaking out against Islam, defending Christians being persecuted? I'd say so. I say so. To the UK government and Prime Minister Theresa May and Home Secretary Amber Rudd, as the voice of Ordo Militaris Catholicus, I ask you to call Twitter there in Ireland to cease and desist these attacks on our U.S. headquarters of our international corporation. What gives you the right to attack Christian conservatives trying to expose the dangers of Islam? What gives you the right for that one time a few weeks ago by arresting someone quoting Winston Churchill? What gives you the right for putting in prison the Christian political party leaders of Britain First for exposing gang rape shops in London, in the Sharia courts in East London? What gives you the right to control the thought that this is either right or wrong? What gives you the right to attack your own historical laws of Speaker's Corner, where freedom of speech is to be protected there at all costs? What gives you the right to deny journalists of the United States the right to counsel with an attorney from the U.S. Embassy, or the right to counsel of the Canadian citizen with her embassy? Tommy Robinson has proof, a recording of the police saying they do not suspect Laura Southern of terrorism charges, yet they detained her under the Terrorism Act, which means the police broke UK law. I'll go even further, that it comes from the highest of high, the Home Secretary and the Prime Minister, in that report, saying they want to censor true conservative ideology, true Christian ideology, by calling it far-right propaganda. Those in the UK government and in the police force who believe this is wrong, who believe what is going on is unjust, let this be your Deus Vult moment. Defend the rights of your citizens. Defend those being oppressed by the UK government for speaking against the dangers they have let in through Islamic terrorism. Protect those who speak the truth go against the corrupted officials in UK government. Defend freedom of speech. Let this be your doubtful moment. Stand for your citizens being oppressed. Learn from Winston Churchill. Learn from your greatest leaders who would not do what is being done. Do what is right and just, no matter the cost. Now, let's say this Amber Rudd, Home Secretary, is a conservative. I feel like going for the jugular. Let's look at this lady. Let's see here. From 2015 to 2016, she served as Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change. That is not conservatism. That is liberalism. Let's see here, 2017, under unlawful detention and deportation of asylum seekers. In 2017, an emergency high court hearing was held to examine Rudd's four-week delay in releasing an asylum seeker who had been tortured in a Libyan prison from a UK detention center. Concern was expressed that the Home Secretary failed to provide a satisfactory explanation for the delay in releasing the man from detention. Rudd also failed to provide a barrister for this proceeding and was instead represented by government solicitor, a move which the presiding judge described as inconceivable. In September 2017, The Guardian reported that Rudd had authorized the deportation of Samim Beghzad to Kabul, in breach of an earlier ruling banning her from doing so owing to the ongoing threat to his life from the Taliban. A high court judge found Rudd to be in contempt of court on three counts after she ignored orders to return him to the UK. An unnamed immigration barrister advised the independent newspaper that Rudd could be given a custodial sentence for defying the High Court's instructions. Beghzad was later returned to London. So I'm conservative. That's what I call downright leftist liberalism. Internet crackdown. In October 2017, Rudd announced a move by the Tory government to crack down on what British citizens are permitted to view on the internet. Communist China, North Korea, Iran, a few other dictatorships do that. Piloted as a part of a campaign against radicalization, Rudd stated the government would be tightening the law so that UK citizens repeatedly reading certain forbidden internet content could face up to 15 years in jail for looking at the websites. Rudd stated, "I want to make sure those who view despicable terrorist content online, including jihadi websites, far-right propaganda, and bomb-making instructions, face the full force of the law." Interesting how she labels actual conservatives as far-right propaganda. And lumps them together with Islamic terrorism websites. Sure, there are those very, very bad far-right people. But seeing Tommy Robinson is far right, Jada and Paul are far right, seeing that Watermelon Terrace is far right, attacking Brittany Pettibone and her conservative boyfriend, Laura Southern. No. They are what true conservatives are. Christians are speaking the truth in season and out of season. Oh wait, that comes from St. Paul. Social lumps together. Winston Churchill. Rudd married writer and critic A.A. Gill in 1990. They had two children. The couple separated in 1995 after Gill entered into a long-term relationship with journalist Nicola Formby. Gill and Rudd later divorced. Gill died in 2016. Rudd previously had a relationship with Kwasi Kwarteng MP, which started in 2010. Interesting. Who is this person? So she says she's a conservative, but really she's a more liberal than conservative. Her and Theresa May support the crackdown and censorship on what the citizens can view. It can turn that into saying, no, we don't think you should be viewing such and such traditional Catholic media. Like I said, folks, only communist China, North Korea, Iran, Turkey, a few other places. There are dictatorships, censor the internet. Make the citizens puppets. So let's get the timeline going. The first attack was Brittany Pettibone and her boyfriend from Austria. Brittany was going into London to interview Tommy Robinson. Her boyfriend was going to go to Speaker's Corner, give a talk on free speech and the censorship of free speech. Next day was the conservative journalist from Canada, Laura Southern, being stopped in Calais at the UK border, detained and charged with suspected terrorism deal. The next day, we asked the Prime Minister about this on Twitter. An email that started it all came from Ireland. And our Twitter feed is still shut down. The Tommy Robinson went to Speaker's Corner yesterday, was removed by armed police. And last night, Tommy's own Twitter feed was suspended, but unlike us, decided to press delete this tweet instead of be strong and fight it. He could have moved over to Gab, where everybody else is moving. Also yesterday, my Gab friends on Gab, Jaden, Paul, Francis, had their pages deleted and removed from Facebook. The only place they're on right now is Gab. And the British First members are running their accounts until they are released. Keep praying for them. If you go to ordomilitarisradio.wordpress.com, go to my blog page on there, be the first item. I have attached a link to their petition to get them out of prison because they are in danger. I had to put their petition on my radio page so I could share it, because I tried to share it directly from the Britain First website, but I wasn't allowed to. So I decided to go around their all censors and put it into a blog post and keep it very plain and generic in the title. It says, sign this petition. So that the link that it has to go to the blog post has nothing about Britain First in it. And it got through the censors of Twitter, and And he's getting signatures. Sometimes you just gotta be a little more creative than the people attacking you. I was gonna go full fire and brimstone. But I don't think that would have been any good. I thought it would be good to expose who this Amber Rudd lady is, claiming to be a conservative when she is not a conservative. Anyone who is in favor of the censoring anything on the internet is not a conservative. I agree, jihadi websites must be taken down. But to lump Christian conservatives together with them, that is wrong. Stay strong out there, everybody. Keep fighting for the free speech. And I believe there is something going on. I think it's from Travis. Yes, it was posted 1 hour ago by Travis Ingram on Twitter. At Britain Bites Back. Britain Bites, then BAC. He posted 1 hour ago. If you want to restore free speech in Britain, join us Sunday at Speaker's Corner. Be there. 3 p.m. UK time, which would be 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, if anyone's in the UK, in the London area of Speaker's Corner, make sure to join it and go there. Be safe. Be wise. But defend free speech. Before we close, I would like to pray St. Patrick's breastplate prayer. Maybe it'd help kick out the snakes once again. Rise today through my strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the Venus, through the confession of wounds, the Creator invocation. I rise today through the strength of his birth and his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion and his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent by the judgment of the moon. I rise today to the strength of the love of Shabbat, in the obedience of the angels, in the service of the archangels, in the hope of the resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of the patriarchs, in the predictions of the prophets, in the preachings of the apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men. I rise today through the strength of heaven, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of the rock. I rise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me. God's host, save me from the snares of the devil, from the temptation of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and near. I summon to all those powers between me and those evils, against the evil and merciless power, against that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against the black laws of paganism, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells, witches, and mists, and wizards, man's body and soul. Christ to shield me today, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left. Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I rise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, in Christ every ear that hears me. St. Patrick, pray for us. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Deus vult.